Welcome to Zikur Dafsi Money Member Avram Goldar, and today we're Zekas Tainas Dafyud Gimel, the first parak Me'emasai. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, Rafin Bar Papa said in the name of Chista regarding the prohibition of washing oneself on a fast day, Koshim Mushim Avel Kagon Tishba Ba'Avel, any situation where the prohibition to wash is because of mourning, like Tisha B'Av, or that of someone actually mourning, Asu Ben B'Chami Ben B'Tzonin, is prohibited to wash whether it's hot water or cold water. Koshu Mishum Tanu Kagon Tainas Sibor, where the prohibition to wash is because of pleasure, which Rashi explains means is a fast to abstain from pleasures, B'Chamin Asu B'Tzonin Mutter, then washing in hot water is forbidden, but in cold water is permitted. Ravidi brought a proof in this from the Mishnah, since it stated that on a public fast day it's forbidden to wash oneself, we lock the bathhouses. If washing oneself in any type of water is prohibited, then why did the Mishnah add the requirement to lock the bathhouses? We can see from here that on a public fast day, B'Chamin Asur B'Tzonin Mutter, specifically washing with hot water is Asur, but using cold water is mutter. Point number two, Rabbi Abba HaKohen challenged Rabbi Chissa's ruling that an Avel is prohibited to wash in cold water from an incident where Rabbi Yossi, whose sons died, washed in cold water during the Shiva. The more answers that his sons died one right after the other, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was able to be makel given the fact that he was mourning for a long period of time. For it was taught in a brace that Takfu Avelu of Zeh Chazel, when one goes through one Shiva right after a previous Shiva, Hikbid Sa'aro Mekel B'Ta'ar, if his hair becomes heavy, and he needs a haircut because it's so long, he may cut it with a razor, the mechabes ksuso b'mayim, and may wash his clothing in water. We learn from here that Rabbi Yossi washed himself in cold water only because of this extreme circumstance. Rav Chisda said, "Betar avlo b'misparayim." The braisa permits cutting one's hair with a razor, but not a scissors. B'mayim avlo b'neis avlo b'chol, with water, but not natron or sand. Rashi explains that's the derech to use scissors, and it's the derech to whiten clothes by adding those ingredients into water. Therefore, cutting one's hair and washing one's clothes need to be done without these things in order for there to be a shinui. And pointing with the Gemara, Susa de Tanisa Hechemat Chirinan, where is the tefillah of Aneinu inserted in the Shemoneh Esrei? Rav Yehuda took his son Rav Yitzchak on a walk and told him that a yachid who accepted a fast upon himself inserts it, being goel lorofe, between the bracha of redemption and the bracha of healing. Rav Yitzchak challenged his father and asked, "V'ki yachid koveya bracha l'atzmo? May a yachid insert a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei for himself? Rather, b'shomea tefillah, he inserts it in the bracha of the one who hears tefillah." Rav Sheshes also said Aneinu is including the bracha of shomea tefillah. The Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion that extends into the next daf regarding Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes' position of where to insert Aneinu. So once again, the 3 points Rafin Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda regarding the prohibition of washing oneself on a fast day. Koshim mishum avel kagon Tisha B'Av ba'avel, any situation where the prohibition to wash is because of mourning, like Tisha B'Av, or that of someone actually mourning, Asu ben b'chami ben b'tzonin, it's prohibited to wash whether it's hot water or cold water. Koshu hu mishum tanug kagon tainas sibor, where the prohibition to wash is because of pleasure, which Rashi explains means it's a fast to abstain from pleasures, b'chamin asu b'tzonin mutter, then washing in hot water is forbidden, but in cold water it's permitted. Ravidi brought a proof from this from the Mishnah, since it stated that on a public fast day it's forbidden to wash oneself, we lock the bathhouses. If washing oneself in any type of water is prohibited, then why did the Mishnah add the requirement to lock the bathhouses? We can see from here that on a public fast day, b'chamin asur, b'tzonin mutter. Specifically, washing with hot water is asur, but using cold water is mutter. Point number two, Rabbi Abba HaKohen challenged Rabbi Chissa's ruling that an avel is prohibited to wash in cold water from an incident where Rabbi Yossi, whose sons died, washed in cold water during the Shiva. The Gemara answers that his sons died one right after the other, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was able to be makel given the fact that he was mourning for a long period of time. For it was taught in a brace, the takfu avelu of zeh chazeh, when one goes through one Shiva right after a previous Shiva, hikbid sa'aro mekel b'ta'ar, if his hair becomes heavy, and he needs a haircut because it's so long, he may cut it with a razor, mechabes ksuso b'mayim, and he may wash his clothing in water. We learn from here that Rabbi Yossi washed himself in cold water only because of this extreme circumstance. Rav Chisda said, "B'ta'ar avlo b'misparayim." The braisa permits cutting one's hair with a razor, but not a scissors. B'mayim avlo b'neis avlo b'chol, with water, but not natron or sand. Rashi explains that it's the derech to use scissors, and it's the derech to whiten clothes by adding those ingredients into water. Therefore, cutting one's hair and washing one's clothes need to be done without these things in order for there to be a shinui. And pointing with the Gemara asks, "Susa de Tanisa Hechemat Charinan, where is the tefillah of Aneinu inserted in the Shemoneh Esrei?" Rav Yehuda took his son Rav Yitzchak on a walk and told him that a yachid who accepted a fast upon himself inserts a ben goel orofe between the bracha of redemption and the bracha of healing. Rav Yitzchak challenged his father and asked, "V'ki yachid koveya bracha l'atzmo? May a yachid insert a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei for himself? Rather, b'shomea tefillah, he inserts it in the bracha of the one who hears tefillah." Rav Sheshes also said Aneinu is included in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. The Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion that extends into the next daf regarding Rav Yitzchak's and Rav Sheish's position of where to insert a Neinu. All right, so now we go to our Simid Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Simid is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son, washing in cold water, that he forgot to include a Neinu in the Bracha of Shemeh Tefillah. Once again, it's commotion. The nervous Bar Mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water, which reminds us, Rav and Bar Papa said in the Rav Chista regarding the prohibition of washing oneself on a fast day, any situation where the prohibition to wash is because of avelus, like Tisha B'Av, or that of someone actually mourning, it's prohibited to wash whether it's hot water or cold water. But where the prohibition to wash is because of pleasure, which Rashi explained means is a fast to abstain from pleasures, then washing in hot water is forbidden, but in cold water, it's permitted. So the nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son, washing in cold water. Which reminds us, Rabbi Abba Al-Kohen challenged Rav Chisda's ruling that an Avel is prohibited to wash in cold water from an incident where Rabbi Yossi, whose sons died, washed in cold water during the Shiva. The Gemara answers that his sons died one right after the other, and therefore Rabbi Yossi was able to be Mekel, given the fact that he was mourning for a long period of time. So, the nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son washing in cold water that he forgot to include Aneinu in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak that a Yachid who accepted a fast upon himself inserts a Neinu being Goel Arofi between the bracha of redemption and the bracha of healing. Rav Yitzchak challenged his father and asked, Ki Yachid Kovei Abracha Asmo Me'a Yachid insert a bracha in Shemana Esri for himself? Rather, B'Shomei Tefillah, he inserts it in the bracha of the one who hears Tefillah. Rav Sheish has also said, a Neinu is included in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. So once again, the nervous Bar Mitzvah boy who didn't know if he could survive his first Tisha B'Av without washing in hot or cold water got so confused when he saw the man sitting Shiva for his second son washing in cold water that he forgot to include Aneinu in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf test. So the Simmer Daf test is a teapot. So here goes. The generous tea hostess, tea, that must be more on Daf test, teapot. The generous tea hostess who became fabulously rich from giving Meiser, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan taught Reish Lakish's son that the Pasuk Aser Taser is coming to teach Aser Bishvil Shetiz Asher, give Meiser so that you become wealthy, and that even though in general one should not test the Kodesh Baruch Hu, one can test the Kodesh Baruch Hu when it comes to giving Meiser. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving Meiser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Be'er Miriam, Ananiya Kavut, and Mun engraved on them, which reminds us of the Brisa taught that Shoshim Parnasim Tovim Amdu Yisrael, three great leaders arose for Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the Gimel Matanos Tovos Nitnu Al Yodam, and three good gifts were given to Klal Yisrael because of them, the Be'er, the Ananiya Kavut, and the Mun, the well, the clouds of glory, and the Mun. The well was in the schus of Miriam, the clouds were in the schus of Aaron, and the Mun was in the schus of Moshe. When Miriam and Aaron died, the Be'er and Ananiya Kavut went away, but then came back in the schus of Moshe. Even though it was taught that prosperity does not come in the schus of a single individual, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, since he davened on behalf of the Rabbim, he was considered as if he is the Rabbim. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving Meiser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Be'er Miriam, Ananiya Kavut, and Mun engraved on them. Was glad to see that it was raining only on her tea plants that needed rain. Which reminds us that we learned from a pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give rain on behalf of an individual, even for a single field, even for a certain part of the field that needs rain. The Gemara brings the example of Daniel Bar Kitino, who had a garden. Every day he would inspect it and say, this row needs water, this row doesn't need water, and it would rain only in the places that needed water. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first before the rain spread to the rest of the world, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a number of statements about the unique status of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. The Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a shaliach, and Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, which is full of bracha, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water. In the clouds, Rashi says that he heard the rain falls first in Eretz Yisrael. So the minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first before the rain spread to the rest of the world included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, which reminds us that the second mission of the Daf states that if the seventh Marcheshvan comes and rain has not fallen, Yechidim begin to fast three fasts. It was taught in a Braisa, Al Yomra Adam Talmid Ani, Eini Ruyos Yachid. A person shouldn't say that he's only a Talmid, he's not fit to be considered a Yachid, to be grouped with those that fast for rain before the community begins their sets of fast. Rather, all the Talmidim of the Chomer are considered Yechidim or Chayiv to fast. A Yachid is anyone who's fit to be appointed a leader of the community can answer a broad range of Shilas, whereas a Talmid is anyone who can answer Shilas in what he's currently learning, even if it's only Masechus Kal, which is an easier Masechta. So the Minyan of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, because the two other Yechidim got lost on the way while analyzing a Sugya. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes a contradiction. Yosef told his brothers before they returned to Yaakov, Al tirguzu b'derech, do not become disturbed on the way. Rabbi Elazar said that Yosef was saying, don't get involved in a devar halacha during the trip, lest you fall out on the way, which Rashi explains means that they might get distracted and get lost. Rabbi Elazar b'Berechia said, Shnei tamnei chachamim shemachalkim b'derech, ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, ruinli saref, two tamnei chachamim were traveling on the way, and words of Torah not spoken between them are fitting to be burned. For the Pasuk teaches regarding Eliyahu and Elisha that they were not burned by a fiery chariot because they were discussing Torah. Gemara answers, Ha'ilam migras ha'ili iyune. Rabbi Elazar was referring to reviewing one's reading by rote. One can do that while traveling since it doesn't demand a lot of focus. Rabbi Elazar was referring to analyzing Torah. Since people become absorbed in the discussion, it's easier when they get preoccupied and become lost. Daf Yadav, so Simmer Daf Yadav is 11 stars, like in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The man wearing the robe covered in stars. Stars? That must mean more in Daf Yud Aleph. The man wearing the robe covered in stars who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, which reminds us that was taught in the Brice when Klai Yisrael was going through suffering and one separates himself from the community. The two Malachi Ashar said, escort a person come and place her hands on his head and say, Poni Zeh should perish from the Tzibor, this pony that separated himself from the Tzibor, Ayer Benechama Tzibor, should not see the consolation of the Tzibor when they're safe from the affliction. Rather, a person should feel the pain together with the Tzibor, like Moshe Rabbeinu did during the war with Amalek when he sat on a stone as Bnei Yisrael fought. So, the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, which reminds us, when a person departs from this world, all his deeds make him sign on what he did, and when judgment comes, he endorses the din. So the man wearing the robe covered in stars, who sat on a rock with his hands lifted in the air, felt the pain of the person in front of him signing each page of his diary, including the day when he never even completed his partial fast. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera said in the Rav Huna, if one continued his fast from the day into the next night, he does not daven the tefillah of Anenu. Abai said that Rav Huna holds that we do fast for hours and it does require Anenu. But in this case, since a person did not accept upon himself to fast the day before, it's not chashuv enough to require including Anenu in the tefillos. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The six brothers of 12? That must be more on Daf Yud Beis. 12 brothers. The six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, which reminds us any tainus where one did not accept upon himself to fast while it's still daytime before the fast is not called a tainus. He's like a bellows filled with air. Plus, we have a malchus Rav and Shmuel regarding when one is mekabel upon himself the tainus. Rav said at mincha time, where Shmuel holds during the tefillah of mincha. So the six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, while their other six brothers decided to eat on the fast day and repay it later, which reminds us, the Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, Lova Adam Taneso Uparea, a person who accepted upon himself to fast may borrow the fast and eat that day and then repay his chiyuv to fast on another day. We have two different versions of how Shmuel reacted when he heard this din. So the six brothers who realized they fasted for nothing when they forgot to be mekabel the tainus the day before at mincha, while their other six brothers decided to eat on the fast day and repay it later, join the community in examining the town's deeds the morning of the public fast. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what is done on the day of the fast? Abai answered, from morning until midday, ma'ayin b'mili d'masa, we examine the town's conduct. During the third quarter of the day, we read from the Torah and the Haftarah, and from there on, from the final quarter of the day, ma'ayin rachamim, we beg for Hashem's mercy. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.